वाह कुंजाबी हारी आदमादवा कुंजाबी हारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यमुनतीरावनचारी जयो राधमाधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमलेशी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। हरे कृष्ण। वेलकम एवरीवन टू श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। सो विल बी रिसाइटिंग द फिफ्थ कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 16th वर्स। मुक्तो पितावत् बिभ्रियात् स्वदेहम् आरब्धमश्नन् अभिमानशून्यः यथानुभूतं प्रतियात निद्रा किं त्वन्यदेहाय गुणान् न वृणीते। मुक्तो पितावत् बिभ्रियात् स्वदेहम् आरब्धमश्नन् अभिमानशून्यः यथानुभूतं प्रतियात निद्रा किं तन्यदेहाय गुणान् न वृङ्क्ते। മുക്തോ പിതാവത് ബിബ്രിയാത് സ്വദേഹം ആരബ്ധമശ്നൻ അഭിമാനശൂന്യഃ യഥാനുഭൂതം പ്രതിയാത നിദ്ര കിം തന്യദേഹായ ഗുണാന്ന വൃന്തേ മുക്തോ പിതാവത് ബിബ്രിയാത് സ്വദേഹം ആരബ്ധമശ്നൻ അഭിമാനശൂന്യഃ യതാനുഭൂതം പ്രതിയാത നിദ്ര കിം തന്യദേഹായ ഗുണാന്ന വൃന്തേ മുക്തോ പിതാവത് ബിബ്രിയാത് സ്വദേഹം ആരബ്ധമശ്നൻ അഭിമാനശൂന്യഃ യഥാനുഭൂതം പ്രതിയാത നിദ്ര കിം തന്യദേവായ ഗുണാന്ന വൃന്തേ മുക്തോ പിതാവത് ബിബ്രിയാത് സ്വദേഹം ആരബ്ധമശ്നൻ അഭിമാനശൂന്യഃ യതാനുഭൂതം പ്രതിയാത നിദ്ര കിം തന്യദേഹായ ഗുണാന്ന വൃന്തേ ട്രാൻസ്ലേഷൻ ഈവൻ ഇഫ് വൺ ഈസ് ലിബറേറ്റഡ് He nevertheless accepts the body he has received according to his past karma. Without misconceptions, however, he regards his enjoyment and suffering due to that karma the way an awakened person regards a dream he had while sleeping. He thus remains steadfast and never works to achieve another material body. Under the influence of the three modes of material nature. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila S.A. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The difference between a liberated and conditioned soul is that the conditioned soul is under the concept of bodily life, whereas a liberated person knows that he is not the body, but a spirit different from the body. Priyavrata might have thought that although a conditioned soul is forced to act according to the laws of nature, why should he, who was far advanced in spiritual understanding, accept the same kind of bondage and impediments to spiritual advancement? To answer this doubt, Lord Brahma informed him that even those who are liberated do not resent accepting in the present body the results of their past activities. While sleeping, one dreams many unreal things, but when he awakens, he disregards them and makes progress in factual life. Similarly, a liberated person, one who has completely understood that he is not the body but a spirit soul, disregards past activities performed in ignorance and performs his present activities in such a way that they produce no reactions. This is described in Bhagavad Gita. Yajñārthāt karmaṇonyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaḥ. If one performs activities for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality, the Yajña Purusha, his work does not produce reactions. Whereas Karmis who act for themselves are bound by the reactions of their work. A liberated person, therefore, does not think about whatever he has ignorantly done in the past. Instead, he acts in such a way that he will not produce another body by fruitive activities. As clearly mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Mamchayo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Regardless of what we done in our past lives, if we engage ourselves in unalloyed devotional service to the Lord in this life, we will always be situated in the Brahma Bhuta stage, liberated stage, free from reactions, and will not be obliged to accept another material body. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. After giving up the body, one who has acted in that way does not accept another material body, but instead goes back home, back to Godhead. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun meelitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunadanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakhanvitamsha he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavanishwari vrishabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namine gauratvishe namaha vancha kalpa tarobhyascha kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha namavum vishnu padaya krishna prestaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swami niti namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, welcome everyone for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, we are reading fifth canto. We have started a fifth canto. First chapter where we are discussing about the episode of Priyavrata Maharaj. So, Priyavrata Maharaj is like a very great king. He is the son of Manu. So when previous chapter, Shukadeva Goswami has mentioned that Priyavrat was previously instructed by Narada Muni in devotional service. And later on, he again took up to family life. And after taking to family life, afterwards again he became liberated and situated in the Lord. So hearing that, Parikshit became astonished. So because his Parikshit Maharaj, that Like generally a person when he is attached to the Supreme Lord, so he derives like Narada Muni is instructed Priyavrata and he is like situated in that situation of worshipping the Lord, so he derives lot of happiness in worshipping the Lord, so continuously. So therefore one who have tasted that devotional service, that happiness in devotional service, so he was surprised then why he again wants to enter into grihastha ashram where he may not be able to perform that continuous devotional service, therefore he may not enjoy that devotional service. So that's how Parikshit Maharaj was surprised hearing that although he was initially practicing bhakti, he entered into that. One more question he had was that, like in general, in grihastha ashram, so because family life involves so many engagements, so it is very difficult to engage, concentrate on the lotus feet of the Lord. So how could he achieve the Lord? So like both sides, when he is enjoying devotional service, why he entered? And while engaging in grihastha ashram, how could he achieve success? So like that, both sides he asked question. So further, Shukadeva Goswami mentioned that, yeah, in general what you said is true. Generally, people who are attached to Supreme Lord, who are tasting that bhakti, tasting the lotus feet of the Lord, so they don't want to give up that. And but in general, they don't want to give up that path of hearing, path of that bhakti chanting, because that gives lot of pleasure. But there may be some obstacles. So that's why they may take. So here, due to persons who are dedicated to bhakti, they may take up there are maybe some obstacles. Some obstacle may be coming from aparadha. And other obstacle is coming from the desire of the Lord. So here Priyavrata Maharaj, why he was taken into this life is what? It is a desire of the Lord. Just like Bharat Maharaj also is that Bharat Maharaj, when there is no offense, but there are some obstacles that took him to some deviation is there in their path. That is to show the world, in the case of Bharat Maharaj, in order to instruct the whole world that although you may be attached to some particular attachment to some other objects other than me as a kind of showing mercy, that is not good. So in order to show that, he put that obstacle on Bharat case in order to show to the world. But anyway, his prema did not decrease, it only increased in the case of Bharat Maharaj. Similarly, for Priyavrata Maharaj also, there is no offense, but this obstacle, it came by the desire of the Lord. What Lord want to show? Lord want to show that the devotees, even though they are engaged in bhakti, they should follow the orders of superiors, though it is not suitable for bhakti. So Priyavrata Maharaj followed this order of Brahmaji. So in this way, that obstacle came. But still, even though although he entered into grihastha ashram, in grihastha ashram also, he has maintained that position. He is not like an ordinary person who is entering grihastha ashram for enjoying. But his entering into grihastha ashram, though situated in that ashram, he is completely absorbed his mind in the Lord. With full concentration, he was completely absorbed in senses. So therefore his ashram, he is like proper grihastha ashram, he is like maintaining. So initially, previously, his situation is that he was instructed by Narada Muni. So Narada Muni is like very strongly preaches bhakti. So because of that, he developed that bhakti, love for the Lord, and he developed that inclination to worship the Lord. And he was not willing to rule the kingdom. So he was engaged in his bhakti only. So at that time, because seeing that he was not so much inclined, Manu, who was his father, so Manu has two sons, Priyavrata and Uttanapada. Priyavrata is elder, Uttanapada is younger. So seeing that Priyavrata from his childhood onwards, he is like detached person, although he is elder, he did not give kingdom to Priyavrata. Like Uttanapada he gave, so Uttanapada started ruling. So Priyavrata was happily performing his bhakti, tapasyas, and so Uttanapada lineage, so many generations have come, Dhruva Maharaj, and like that Prachetas, around 30-34 generations have come, like half of the Manvantara has passed. But at the time of Prachetas, there was, for Prachetas, Daksha was born. So Daksha was born, like previously Daksha committed an offense to Shiva. So at that time he was killed by Shiva. So again he was born, like his goat head is given, but he again performed tapasya and he gave up his body and he was born again in the as a son of these Prachetas. And he went to perform tapasya, so in order to regain his powers. So he went to perform long tapasya, therefore there is no king now. So at this point of time, because there is no suitable king, and Priyavrata Maharaj is having all the good qualities that are described in Shastra to rule the kingdom. So therefore Manu wanted Priyavrata Maharaj to rule. So therefore he is requesting. So here we can see Manu also. Manu, he was also the entire king of the entire kingdom, but he was now requesting Priyavrata Maharaj because he also wanted to retire. So both father and son, both are detached. Although like there is an opportunity to rule the entire world, but both are competing with each other. Like, I want to renounce, I want to perform bhakti. You take responsibility. So like that they are like both are in that situation because both of them know that by performing bhakti, one will attain lot of bliss with the Supreme Lord. So both of them doesn't want to rule, but therefore Manu is coming and requesting Priyavrata Maharaj. But Priyavrata Maharaj, he was not willing because he is thinking that it will be unfavorable for him. So at that point, to make understanding the situation, Brahmaji, who is the father of Manu, who is engaging even Priyavrata Maharaj and Manu to do rule the kingdom, he came. So he wanted to, like, because of this situation, he wanted to rectify. And he came and he smiled, like smilingly spoke to Priyavrata Maharaj. So why he smiled? Because Priyavrata is like his grandson. So sometimes, like, there may be some arguments between grandfather and grandson that, oh, I don't want to do this. So Brahmaji is smiling that as a grandson, you may have your opinion, but I will make you convince to take. So therefore he is smilingly speaking. And Brahmaji is also having merciful glance upon Priyavrata because, so it's not that like superiors are very much pleased with some person is happily performing bhakti, but only when there is some necessity they are coming and requesting to do this. So therefore I am interrupting your bhakti, jnana and vairagya, but since you are following my order, I will give you blessing that even when you are in household life, your bhakti should increase. So that Brahmaji is giving blessings to Priyavrata Maharaj. So, and therefore you take the kingdom. So therefore he is giving several reasons why you need to take. So first he is speaking that I am speaking the truth, reflect on the. You should not envy, you should not hate the Lord, because what I am requesting you is coming from the Lord. So it is the Lord's order only I am presenting. So therefore you should not reject this order, because even great personality like me, Brahma, as a post, like as a control, creator of this whole living entities, Shiva, Manu, Narada, Guru, everyone follow his order. So don't think that I am giving, like what I am speaking is not different from Supreme Lord's order. So it is Supreme Lord's order only I am speaking to you. So therefore you should follow the Supreme Lord's order. I am dependent on your Lord, just like you are depending upon the Lord. So I am speaking what he wants. So therefore understand this with intelligence. I am not your enemy who will make you suffer, that it is coming from the Lord only, and you should not deny the order of the Lord. So everyone in this world, including me, they are all following the order of the world. And if you think that I can avoid the order of the Lord, but there is no way, no one can avoid the order of the Lord. He says that by, even if you do tapasya, by your knowledge, by your yoga, so all these things, you cannot avoid the order of the Lord. And you may say that, oh, I am instructing you to do these duties, and Narada is instructing me to do bhakti. So I will decide the way Narada Muni is deciding. So which way should I decide? So in this way, you may try to argue with your intelligence, but with your intelligence, you cannot defeat Lord's order. He is saying that. And don't make someone substitute your position, and by giving him some wealth, artha, you think that you can avoid, that also you cannot avoid. And by taking shelter of other people's strength, that also you cannot avoid. So anyway, you cannot avoid the rod. So considering all these things, you just enter, and being unattached to your duties, practice renunciation in that order. So therefore, in this way is convincing. And in all the, like every, it's like how the living Lord gives different situations for the living entities, that he is explaining that only under the direction of the Lord people take different bodies. It's not independent of the Lord's desire, whatever situation one has for their birth and death, their lamentation, happiness and distress, everything is coming from the Lord's order. So that means in our situation, in our day-to-day life, we may be having so many situations, so many difficulties, but these are all coming from the sanction of the Lord. It's not independent of the Lord's desire. That means whatever we have done in the past, based on our guna, karma and activities, all those things, our current situation has come based on the sanction of the Lord. So therefore, we cannot avoid, and also by his order, so based on our guna and karma, Lord is designating some orders for every person. So like one ashram dharma, like previous classes Hemarup Chaitanya Prabhu nicely described how everyone is according to their dharma, according to their guna and karma, they are given particular duties and one should follow that. Just like a bull, when it is tied in a noose, that noose, wherever that person takes, that bull will be forced to act. So similarly, everyone is forced to receive their bodies and follow the Lord's order in that way. So like one nice example is given, like for example, sometimes a person who is blind, that blind person, he is following a person who has eyes. So that person who has eyes, he may, like there may be some path, there may be some hot, like the sun is very hot. So that path he may be taking. And this blind person, he may think that there is some cooling place available. So why is not taking me to that cooling shadow place, but why is he taking me along this hard red path? He may think, but that person with eyes, he could see that in that cooling shading part there are so many thorns, so that may harm this person, therefore he is taking. So this blind person, if he has faith, so he thinks that, oh, he is like, he knows what is good for me, so even though he is taking me in the path of hot sun, it is good for me. So like that he thinks. So similarly, the Lord, like based on our past karmas, past thing, he may give us particular situation currently. So therefore, one should not envy envy the Lord and thinking that why I am put. So therefore, with faith, he should praise the Lord instead of envying him. So that's the example he is giving. And one should praise, he should not envy. So in this way, he is saying that in this verse today, he is saying that even the person, even a liberated person, he performs his activities and he enjoys without false identity. Just like a person who is awake, he remembers what happened in the dream without false identity. That means a person in a day, like he is like awake, in the night time he had some dream. But he will not experience the dream. He just simply remembers, oh, I had some dream. He will not get absorbed now. So similarly, a liberated person, he knows that he is not this body. He is different from this body. So therefore, and he has attained this body through his previous karmas. So whatever activities currently he is undergoing, he always thinks that his senses are only engaging in his sense activity, but he is aloof. So he is completely aware of that situation. So therefore he never identifies with his body. So and because of that, it will never produce future body, because he is not accepting the actions, his senses, everything in relation to his body. So in this way, that even if you think you are a liberated person, still you can accept all these things without any attachment. So that is what Brahmaji is saying, that you are situated in although you are highly elevated situation, you can accept all these things without any attachment. So in that way you enter, so there will not be any bondage for you. So just like in future he says that person who has conquered his senses, wherever he goes, he does not feel any distress, even in forest or family life, because he has conquered his senses. So therefore, you are already advanced person, so therefore there is no fear for you, so you can enter. So like basically he's saying that there are like there may be like three types of people. One who is already one who is fully controlled his senses, one who doesn't have any desire to control his senses. For both of them, there is, even if they enter into duties, worldly duties, there is no loss, because both of them are able to control. But for a person who is trying to control, for him also, it is he is also praised, because while after taking these responsibilities, he is trying to conquer his senses by those things and taking shelter of that fort which is there by practicing the duties, he will be able to conquer all his enemies. So he is like saying that is like a good fort. So therefore he is also praised. So therefore, since you already have lot of, and you are exceptional because you already have love for the Lord, so therefore with your mind completely attached, you can take up. So here Priyavrata Maharaj, he is like, since he is completely situated in devotional service, so although he seems to be performing duties, he seems to be enjoying like ordinary person, But he is at the same time completely detached and he is performing his devotional activities. So that is a, like, that is how he is acting. So that is the glory of Priyavrata Maharaj, which is later on also narrated. So he was like, Sukadeva Goswami, when he is narrating Priyavrata Maharaj later activities, he is doing, ruling his kingdom nicely and taking care of all the prajas and everyone nicely. At the same time, and for ordinary people, he may seem to be like conquered by his wife, who is having so many good qualities. But he uses the word Mahatmanaha. He is very great soul. So although it seems that he is engaged, but he is always a great soul. He remained as a great soul, always always practicing devotional service. And in this way, he ruled completely. And also, like, his great activities are mentioned, that he has produced so many sons, like 10 sons who became great renunciants, some of them became later on Manus. And he also, like he saw situation of his citizens, and he's such a great person that he moved along with the sun. Like, sun is moving around the Bhumandal, and it is creating half the day and half the day, for half the people it is night. So he wanted to give pleasure to his citizens for other people also, that he traveled along with the sun in the other half and gave pleasure to all those people. So such is the great glory of Priyavrata Maharaj. Like, how he enjoyed household life, he is like completely meditated on the lotus feet of the Lord, even though situated in the Lord. That's how he spent his time. So that is the nature of Priyavrata Maharaj, completely engaged. And like here, there is a concept of liberated person is coming. So like this liberated person, Jivan Mukta, so the similar discussion like this verse is also given in Uddhava Gita, where Hamsa is saying that similar slokas, similar to this, what we are discussing that. So perfected person, liberated person, he does not know whether he is seated or standing, because he has completely understood he is different from the body. He is like a drunken man who is not aware whether he is wearing clothes or not. So that is the nature of person. He does not he does not know how his body is engaging. And how does he perform? As long as the body is under the control of karma, he he knows that he has attained his body through like previous karmas. So he continues his karmas and he continues his life, but he will not experience any pleasures from that material body. And like, he knows that all the pleasures, they are actually senses are only acting in the senses, their objects. He is aloof from those senses. In that way, he is completely different. Just like a person who is not sleeping, he knows what happens in the dream. So he will not no longer experience that dream. Same analogy is given, like it is given. So these there is a concept that jnani, there are like four types of jnanis that are mentioned in scriptures. Acharyas gives example. So person practicing jnana, so they may have some inclination to understand the Brahman aspect of the Lord. So there are like four kinds of jnanis that are mentioned in the scriptures. Like bhaktas who are practicing bhakti, and jnanis who want to like come out of miseries from this material world and to merge into the Lord. So the Acharyas have given four types of jnanis. One jnani who is only practicing jnana without any tinge of bhakti. So that person, he will not attain his goals, because he is not even practicing little bit of bhakti. And one who doesn't practice bhakti, all his sadhanas will not give results. So he is the first kind of person. And there is second kind of person he understood that without practicing bhakti, he will not attain results of his jnana. So therefore he practices bhakti little bit, but he has a wrong conception of the Lord. That he thinks that Lord is having material body. So although Lord's body is Satchidananda, he thinks that Lord, that Brahman has become, comes under the modes and became Lord. So that material conception is there. So therefore he is disrespecting the Lord. So therefore, although he is practicing bhakti and jnana, he may think he is liberated, but because he is disrespecting the Lord, he will fall down from that situation. So that's where the verse Yenye Aravindaksha Vimukta Maninas Tvayasta Bhavad Avishuddha Buddhiha Aruhya Kruchrena Parampadam Tadha Patanti Ado Anadruta Yushmadangraya. So Anadruta Yushmadangraya there represents that he is thinking the Lord's body as material. So therefore he is falling from that position. One who is disrespecting the Lord's body, transcendental body. The third type of jnani, like he is practicing bhakti and he doesn't have any, he is respecting the Lord's form. He is, doesn't disrespect, he knows the Lord's form is transcendental. So therefore he practices jnana along with small element of bhakti. So that person, he, because of that practice of bhakti, after his jnana will give results, and at the end he gives up jnana also, that time little bit of pure bhakti remains. So because of that he will be able to achieve his goal of merging into the Lord. So because, and he gives up that he gives up, like he, because of that small amount of bhakti which is pure, he will achieve his goal of merging into the Lord only because of that bhakti. But he also gives up that bhakti because of his previous desires to merge into the Lord. So this is like third kind of person who is achieving little bit success in the form of Brahman realization. But fourth kind of person, jnani, who at that, when the, he has attained that pure bhakti, little bit bhakti, so that time when he attained the association of devotees, pure devotees, he may develop the desire to the perform devotional service, and he develops rati for the Lord. So that kind of person is like, they develop rati like Shanta and Dasya Bhaktas. So they will become Bhaktas and achieve the Vaikuntha Lokas and with the rati for the Lord. So they are most praised. They are the Kumaras and they are the example for this. So in this way they attain success. So therefore here in this purport, Prabhupada is saying that perform your activities such a way that it will not produce any results. Ajñādhāt karmaṇonyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. So therefore here what Lord is saying is that, what in this verse of Bhagavad Gita, that you perform your activities in such a way that will not, you dedicate all your activities for the Lord so that they will not produce any results. So that is how he is injection. So this is the activities of Nishkam Karma Yoga, where performing activities and dedicating the activities to the Lord. So later on in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says that Yat karoshi yadashnasi yajjuhosi dadasi yas yat tapasasi konteya tatkurushva madarpanam. So whatever you do, whatever you act, everything you dedicate to me, like that he's saying. So there Krishna is actually mentioning that you practice Nishkam Karma Yoga, but it is much more than Nishkam Karma Yoga, where all your activities, even your worldly duties, Nitya karmas, all those things are dedicated to the Lord. So that means it is called as Pradhani Bhuta Bhakti, where the element of bhakti is much more and all his desires are also to achieve bhakti. So in that way you practice. So by that you will achieve. That's why Prabhupada is saying in this purport that constantly dedicate all your activities for the Lord. So by that you will not attain, you will not attain any karma, even though you are you will not attain the reactions of their work. So therefore you constantly engage in dedicating your activities to the service of the Lord, and also continuously perform bhakti, manchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. So this is also like continuous bhakti. If one performs, then he will be achieve success. So in this way, Prabhupada is encouraging us to attain success by practicing bhakti. So in Prabhupada purports, like Vishnu Chakra Thakur and Baldev Vidyabhushan, they divides, like, this is karma yoga, this is bhakti yoga, this is nishkama karma, this is pradani bhuta bhakti, and like that they divides. But Prabhupada brilliant purports, how he gives is that, like, whatever practice, like wherever you are situated, you make bhakti as a main process. So like even in the karma section, Prabhupada is writing that you act in a way that you dedicate all your activities to the Lord, or you perform activities in Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada is always right, when we read his purports, wherever we are situated, immediately we can connect our activities to the Lord. In such a way, he connects us. Like for example, in the pure 9th chapter, Patram Pushpam, our pure devotional activities, like completely pure devotional activities, you can practice. That is also Krishna consciousness. You can completely practice. And even in 3rd chapters and 4th chapter also, he says that all your activities you perform in Krishna consciousness. So that means, like, you be always conscious, like what Pradhani Bhuta Bhakta, Vishnu Chakra Thakur is saying, or Sanishta Parinishtita Bhakta, that Baldev Vidyabhushan, they are saying. Prabhupada is including all those characteristics in these purports. Like, you are doing your prescribed duties, but do it in Krishna conscious. Always try to achieve Krishna by dedicating your results to Krishna and work in Krishna consciousness. So somehow he is connecting everyone to Krishna. Dedicating or dovetailing all activities in Krishna consciousness. So wherever a person is situated, he will be immediately able to connect to those Krishna conscious activities. Previously, like Adikesha Prabhu is also mentioning in previous lecture, that Prabhupada made very simple to understand. Follow 4 regulative principles, sincerely chant 16 rounds, and dedicate whatever time you have in the process of bhakti. So that's what Prabhupada made it easy in all his purports. So connecting Krishna in every purports, in whatever situation we are situated in. So in this way he has connected. So we can practice bhakti wherever we are situated, and connect as many elements we have to that bhakti. So, okay. I thought Gaur Purnima is coming. So little bit I will narrate some pastimes of Gaurang Mahaprabhu in his childhood pastimes, so that we can remember some of them. So meditating on some of the aspects. So Lord Gauranga has come especially to teach us this path of bhakti, and especially through Nama Sankirtan. So by making everyone chanting the holy names. So his appearance, birth itself, we know that everyone on the auspicious, on the eclipse day, so people are chanting the Lord's names. So that time he has appeared. So his appearance itself is proclaiming his mission to make everyone chant. So when he was born, like a Brahmana has come to predict like his future, Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra they have called. So that Brahmana, he has predicted that this child who has become, he will establish the essence of all religion. It's like he is, and he will initiate a wonderful preaching movement and deliver the whole world by his activities. And he will give everyone what is even desirable by Brahma, Shiva and others, that prema bhakti, so that he will give. So and he shows lot of compassion for all the living entities and he will remove their pains. So in this way he causes lot of benediction for the whole world. And you know, ordinary people and even atheists also will worship the feet of this person. Such is the glory of this person. And he will be glorified throughout the world for his preaching of Bhagavata religion. So, and he will propagate the real religion and like that he glorifies that child. And he will not narrate that Mother Shachi and Jagannatha, he will not narrate that he will take sannyas because they will become very upright. So hearing all those glories, Mother Shachi and Jagannath Mishra, they became very happy and gave lot of charity to that Brahmana. And when he was child, so many ladies from heavenly planets, they used to come and visit this child. And Mother Shachi and other ladies, they used to wonder from where these beautiful ladies are coming. So, and all these ladies, they were all like, this Nima is crying and they tried so many ways how to pacify him. But they could not pacify and somehow someone chanted the names of Lord and he stopped crying. And someone more chanted the name, he started smiling. So then they understood, they figured out that by chanting this person, Nima will become happy. So every time they will come, they used to chant together. So in this way, Lord in his childhood, even before 1 month also, he started making the, like everyone chant the holy names. So sometimes some devatas from heavenly planets, they used to come and take darshan of Lord this Nimai. So people there, they used to see some small shadows. So they thought that they were ghosts and they were thinking, oh, from where these are coming? Narsimha, Narsimha, like that they used to chant because they want to drive away these ghosts. And these devatas, they used to laugh seeing those activities. So, and Nimai, when he was little bit, he was grown, he was like little bit able to move. He performed many activities similar to Lord Krishna. Like he was also breaking pots and everything. So in his home, like Jagannath Mishra and Shachi Mata, when they are little bit away, he used to break all the pots and all the mischievous things. And he used to lie down again. And Shachi Mata used to come back and see that Nima is lying here, but who broke all these things? She used to wonder. And Nima, he behaves as if he doesn't know anything. So like that he was used to perform. And Nilambar Chakravarti, he is the father of Mother Shachi. He gave names, Vishwambara, and all the ladies, they gave him name Nimai, and also like mother gave the name Nimai, and because he is having beautiful golden links, they also called him Gauranga. And in his that ceremony, where Annaprashana ceremony, they kept so many items like gold, Anna, and many items, and Bhagavatam, and Nimai, little Nimai, picked up Bhagavatam, showing his favorite scripture. So one time a big snake came and little Nimai, he crawled up to that snake and he sat on that snake. Everyone was wondering what is this, and everyone was upright, and everyone used to call Garuda, Garuda, come and save. So, but actually that snake was Anantashesh, and Lord Nimai was sitting on that Anantashesh performing those pastime. So seeing that everyone is afraid, he sent away that snake. So little bit when he grown up, he performed so many mischievous activities that he used to go to others' houses, drank the milk, and if there are some small child lying, he used to pinch them, or like he used to pour water in their ears, they used to cry. So like that, so many, like whatever, Krishna performed so many naughty activities, Nimai also performed so many activities. And like when he was caught, sometimes he used to like when he is stealing and he was caught, that time he used to beg forgiveness. He used to say, I will not do it again, please leave me, like that they used to play. Everyone used to wonder about his intelligence. So, and okay, like that so many pastimes are there. Maybe on, like one time, we know this, like Lord Nimai, whenever he is performing Nama Sankirtan, he, like all the ladies would perform Nama Sankirtan to pacify him. But one time, even after performing Nama Sankirtan, he was not becoming cool. He is still crying. So that time, everyone wondered, why you are crying? So that time he told that, I want prasad from the house of Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit. Because today is Ekadashi, like just like today is also Ekadashi, they cooked so many items and offered to the Lord, and I want to eat them. So they, like everyone wondered how this boy know that they are cooking this. And so they went and picked them. So this Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit thought that how Nimai could know our desires, like how we offered them to Lord. Maybe Supreme Lord Krishna is speaking through him. So like that they thought. So in this way, Nimai used to perform so many wonderful activities. So on the occasion of Gaur Purnima, we can remember all his activities. So we'll stop here. Thank you everyone. Nandra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.